to get us started or set the table for what hopes to be a promising NFL season here in Philadelphia. We'll talk to Zach Berman of The Athletic. Zach, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Zach, I guess the first and foremost for most people feel like if Carson can stay healthy, then all is right in the world. Is it that simple?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. And even though it sounds simple, I really do think that is the big theme going into the season, because they have a lot of depth. It's as talented a team or more talented a team than they've had since Doug Peterson came on board. But the big question mark is not just Carson Wentz's health, but also not having that established number two quarterback that they had the past 2 years. So I think it's a major storyline going into the season.
So then directly tied to that, without having, I call it the safety net that Foles was for the organization, even if Carson didn't want to have that, it was there. I then go to the offensive line. Do you have any issues, or do you think they are capable of keeping him upright?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's when all five guys are out there, it's the best offensive line in the NFL, or certainly among the top three. The question is, Brandon Brooks is coming off a torn Achilles tendon.
Right.
You don't know if he'll be in there week one. He's confident that he will be, or there is, I should say, there's confidence in the building that he will be, but time will tell. And then Jason Peters, you know, he's getting older at left tackle. And
yep.
You just wonder if regression is going to come. But when you look at it based on talent alone, this unit is really good. And, you know, I think there should be confidence in that group.
Zach, how much do you put that Carson also has to play responsibly behind those guys? Meaning, you know, if you got to get rid of the ball, you got to get rid of it. You know, if you have to stay in the pocket, even though your brain may say, "Ooh, let me run out," you know, those kinds of decisions. How much, and has he matured enough to know that?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Dee. And that's something that is going to be important this year, because there are certain injuries that you can't avoid. There are certain things you can avoid, though. And in Carson's case, I think he's cognizant of it, but I don't think it's going to radically change the way he plays. And I think it's not a stubborn nature per se, but there's a belief, and certainly Carson thinks this way, that what makes him special is these different things he's able to do, and that
that's
toughness
fair.
That he has.
Yeah.
And to harness him is to kind of take away what's a big part of his game. So I think there's a medium that they can find. I think that's going to be emphasized from the coaching staff, but I don't think Carson's going to play dramatically different.
Do you have a favorite offseason addition, whether it came through the draft or free agency?
Yeah, Malik Jackson, the defensive tackle. I think that was an enormous pickup for the team. This is a guy who, three off seasons ago was you know, the top free agent on the market, was a Pro Bowler 2 years ago, and fits exactly what the Eagles need. They needed that second defensive tackle next to Fletcher Cox. He's the best interior pass rusher they've had next to Cox. So it's a huge pickup. I think that's going to alleviate some of the concern about the depth at defensive end, and as much attention as DeSean Jackson gets on the offensive side, I really think it's Malik Jackson that was the premier offseason pickup.
I'm glad you brought up depth, because when I look at it, I feel like Howie says, all right, I'm making sure that we don't want to anticipate injury or people not being able to be out there. But I feel like depth was a major, major priority for him this offseason. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree, and certainly proven depth at a lot of different spots, you know, and it's something, it's one of the takeaways that they had from the 2007 Super Bowl season was the value of veteran depth. And in the past, I think some of those spots might have gone to players on rookie contracts, but you see across the board, whether it's Andrew Sadejo, you know, bringing back Stefan Wisniewski, bringing back Tim Jernigan at defensive tackle, Samuel J. Fort. They have a lot of guys on, you know, who are number two or number three on their depth chart, who have started in the NFL, and I think that's a good thing. Now, there are certain spots where depth could be a question. I think defensive end is one of them. But I think, by and large, this is a really deep team, and it is a credit to Howie Roseman that it was built that way.
Zach, do you think that, similar to you say, you know, Carson knows who he is and what makes him special, Doug Peterson has a way of coaching and a philosophy that he seems to like to play by, and maybe it's because he has Carson, but will they run the ball more given that they got Jordan Howard, drafted Miles? Do you anticipate that will have them running the ball more?
No, I don't. And, you know, I still think this is a team that's going to pass the ball a lot. They're going to be built around their quarterback and the skill guys they have, especially you look at the wide receivers and tight ends. I think what they want to be able to do is run when they need to run it. So, you know, if they need a few yards late in the game, if they're running out the clock, if you're looking for points at a certain point. But this isn't going to be a team that's, you know, 50-50 or even 55-45. I still think they're going to be a pass-oriented team, and there's not a problem with that. That's what the NFL is.
Yes.
But I do think they've significantly upgraded their backfield, because there were times last year when they needed to run the ball and they weren't able to do it. And I think that won't be a problem this year.
Zach, you brought up depth or lack thereof at defensive end. Are there any other holes that concern you?
That's probably the biggest one. Now, you know, they're hoping Josh Sweat can emerge into their number four defensive end. Sharif Miller was their fifth round pick, so there are some options there. But when you look in past years, when you had, you know, Chris Long, Michael Bennett as your number three and four guys, that's not the case this year. Now, I think they won't need to rotate as much if they have Malik Jackson in at defensive tackle. But I think defensive end is the position where lack of depth jumps out. And outside of that, you know, the questions about backup quarterback are legitimate. Nate Sudfeld has been here for 3 years, has shown promise in practice. So there's optimism about him, but he has 25 career pass attempts. And if Carson Wentz goes down, that's a huge question mark. So I would say quarterback and defensive end are the two spots that jump out.
All right, Zach, I mentioned that today is National Ice Cream Day. Do you have a favorite flavor, a go-to flavor, or maybe when you take your kids that you just get it because your kids like it?
Yeah, I love cookies and cream. That's probably my favorite, but I really like gelati too. So combining kind of the water ice and the ice cream works for me as well.